Energy forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. A wind advisory begins at noon today and continues until 7 p.m. tomorrow evening. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon with highs around 72. South winds 20 to 30 miles per hour. 56 tonight, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Slight chance for scattered storms tomorrow, 68. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 64.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. It's been a busy week in state legislatures. The Kansas State Senate this week has passed a bill that would ban gender-affirming care for minors and would punish doctors if they performed said measures. As KSNC News reports, that the Senate voted on the bill 26-10 and is being sent to the House for approval that would punish doctors across the state if they give gender-affirming care to minors.
That might include surgery as well as pharmaceutical treatment for gender change. It gives that opportunity for someone that perhaps had that treatment and really didn't feel that they were given accurate information about what to expect, what to anticipate. It does allow for that legal recourse.
That audio from KSNT News. Democrats say that they oppose the bill because it doesn't even give parents the ability to make choices for their children.
If parents have been involved in making any kind of decisions about their child under the age of 18, this bill does not allow it.
Mid-America Network News.
March is the month to get lucky at Midwest Kia. Impatiently waiting for your next new ride? Well, you're in luck. Midwest Kia expects 130 new Kias in March. Make your neighbors green with envy by going green in a brand new Kia EV6, North America's utility vehicle of the year. Count your blessings to find a brand new 2023 Kia K5 Sorento and the newly redesigned Kia Sportage, priced right and never over MSRP. Hit that four-leaf clover, then come by to experience our simple, transparent, and fast car buying process that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Count your lucky stars that every new Kia comes with Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. At Midwest Kia, we know we're lucky to be able to serve the great people in the Wichita area. Don't try your luck at another dealership. Come experience our better way to buy at Midwest Kia. Get lucky at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
The Internal Revenue Service is investigating a local church in the Topeka area after concerns of alleged tax violations on whether the church should be classified differently due to the thrift shop service that's located within the building. WIBW reports the investigation is into the building of God's Storehouse, a church that was founded by Kansas State Senator and Topeka Pastor Rick Kluse. According to the court records, Kluse has asked a federal court to dismiss the IRS agent's request for the bank's tax records, but a judge has ruled against him and deemed the original judge's decision to grant the request legal and sound and professional. In other news, the Riley County Police Department is investigating after a domestic dispute incident where a woman was held in a man's apartment for more than 8 hours while throwing a table at him. WIBW reports that the officials have opened up the investigation into aggravated kidnapping, domestic battery, criminal deprivation of property, aggravated intimidation of a victim, and criminal damage to property. According to the records, the 35-year-old woman was trapped in a 41-year-old man's home for roughly 8 to 9 hours, where the man took the woman's phone and hit her.
Most hailstorms last 3 to 5 minutes. In that time, Mother Nature can deal a crushing blow to your crops, your profits, and the future of your farming operation. Remove that risk with crop hail coverage from Blue Valley Insurance. Our crop hail policies provide protection against physical damage from hail, and our wind coverage ensures a safety net in case of damaging winds and tornadoes. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. 12 different Nebraska communities across the state are set to receive federal funding from the Rural Workforce Housing Land Development. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports, the Nebraska Department for Economic Development has awarded near $10 million in American Rescue Plan Act state and local fiscal recovery funds. According to the Department for Economic Development, the program was created under Legislative Bill 1014 in response to the negative economic impacts of the coronavirus public health emergency. Overall, the DED received more than 27 applications totaling more than $19 million in funding requests, where much of the $10 million will be going into COVID-19 public health recovery, along with the workforce housing pursuant to the Nebraska Rural Workforce Housing Investment Act and the Rural Workforce Housing Fund program. Some of the cities receiving the money includes the city of North Platte, Central City, Hastings, Alma, Red Cloud, St. Paul, the village of Pender, the city of Beatrice, village of Palmer, city McCook, and village of Arnold.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS-certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has several in-person, low-contact, and contact-free options. Visit aarp.org/taxaid or call 888-AARP now for more details. That's aarp.org/taxaide or 888-AARP.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Citing concerns with heavy truck traffic leading to road deterioration, Washington and Jefferson County officials met Wednesday with TC Energy officials, asking financial assistance in developing plans to repair and rebuild sections of county roads impacted by high volumes of truck traffic hauling contaminated soil from the Keystone Oil Pipeline break in Washington County to a facility near Omaha, specifically targeting a five-mile section of Rainbow Road in Washington County, which transitions to 576th Avenue in Nebraska. It was noted the road will substantially have to be rebuilt. An early estimate of some $6 million was mentioned. Traffic on the route is not expected to abate anytime soon, and a timeline was mentioned that could allow bids by this fall, with construction beginning next spring. Public meetings regarding the proposed Marshall County Jail project are slated this evening in Blue Rapids and again Tuesday evening in Axtell. Comments during a previous meeting in Marysville, as well as concerns shared by residents, have been the focus of our weekend public affairs program on KNDY last Saturday and continuing this Saturday morning at 7:10. Among those was clarification by Commissioner Keith Bramhall as to construction of a new health department building, as he noted that project is separate from the jail construction.
Okay, so the folks over here was asking me about the health department and whether those two, the health department and the jail, will compete for funds and stuff. Okay, we already have the money allocated for the health department. Okay, so the health department is going to be paid for by four different sets of funds. It'll be paid for, obviously, with insurance money from the old one, which is a little over $1 million about $1.2 million total. That covers the cost, what they paid us for the old building, plus replacement cost of the stuff inside, desks, furniture, whatever, exam tables, anything that Cheryl needs in there. Cheryl's also done a great job of coming up, like I said before, with coming up with grant money, probably a little over $200,000, I'm thinking right now, kind of throwing an odd number out there. And then we have over $1.2 million in ARPA funds left to spend and allocate, and we can use as much of those funds as we need just kind of to finish out, you know. So we use the insurance money, the grant money, and then we just finish out. And so we're looking at maybe $500,000 or less of the ARPA funds. And then the rest of those ARPA funds we can use on other projects around town and the jail.
The matter of allowing county commissioners to move forward with funding up to $6.5 million in jail construction costs through a lease purchase agreement that would include roughly half the cost of the facility to be located east of Marysville is set for a special election April 25th. A 2.914 mill levy would be required for repayment, some of which the county hopes to absorb into future budgets, according to County Clerk Sandy Wilson. The first public meeting regarding the proposed jail project in Marshall County was held in Marysville Tuesday evening and drew some 30 residents. During the two-hour-plus meeting, the project evolution was outlined. The architect, construction manager at risk, and bond counsel presented information. Bond counsel detailed the lease purchase, which would be established with local banks on a 15-year term but could be paid off early without penalty. Top-line cost could total $9.3 million with interest if the full amount were used for the entire term.
Commissioner Keith Bramhall spoke of the benefits of future expansion options at the courthouse and the like.
Our goal is to look into the future. Like Jeff said, we're not looking 10 years, 20. We're looking 30, 40, 50 years down the road. Because obviously you're all aware of the situation we have right now. And if you expand and you try to fill in that hole, basically, between the jail and the courthouse that we have there now, if something happens that we need to expand or we need more room in the courthouse or something needs to change, we're stuck. We don't have any room.
Addressing public questions as to location of the jail site east of Marysville.
Again, that's us looking forward into the future and trying to move that out there. So just remember, on April 25th, when you go to vote, we're not voting on a site. We're voting on the jail, okay? The site, whether we build this jail now or later on, that's where the jail is going to be. That's where we want the jail, and that's where it's going to be. So I guess the main thing is we're just voting on whether you get a jail or not. And it's not a want. It's obviously a need. We've talked about that. You know, the slides that Jeff showed there, you know, yeah, it's modern. We're going to build it now. We're going to build it for the future. The safety aspect for the workers, for Tim's guys that work for us, you know, it'd be great because they're in that pod system right there, and they can actually move those prisoners around without even touching them, without even being with them. I mean, and they can separate themselves and be very safe. And when they bring them in the book, it just, everything's so much nicer. So.
County commissioners were commended for their foresight in planning. The sheriff quickly dismissed that out-of-county prisoners would be contracted if the facility were built. Public concerns were divided between location and cost involved. Commissioners noted no other options. An increase in the mill levy of 2.914 is expected, with hopes that some, if not all, of the increase could be absorbed into future budgets. No immediate plans are set for the old jail. Storage would be one option. Considerable back-and-forth conversation centered on why the current site and facility expansion were not considered.
If we could have done it, that'd be great. And I'm saying you can't do it, but to me, you spend $6 million, and then you got water issues, or you got other issues. You don't have any, we just talked about the parking. You eliminate, what do we have, 25, 30 spots out behind there that people park in behind the courthouse, maybe 25, I think. We eliminate all but about 5 or 6 of them with that expansion. So now we got to find somewhere for 20 people to park where we don't have room now for 20 people.
It's expected that a 12 to 18-month construction timeline would make first payment on a lease purchase due perhaps in 2025. The question was addressed as to what would happen if the April 25th vote is against funding new jail construction.
Under the statutes, the public has two methods to participate in making the decision about funding. The first method is with a notice and protest period, which is the method that the county went through to do the lease purchase agreement. And so they passed a resolution and published a notice and said that we intend to do this, but if we receive a petition, then we will have to bring that to a vote of the public. So that's one method, is a notice and protest. The second method is going directly to an election. And in some cases, some methods of financing jails do require that you go straight to an election. But in either case, in whatever way the county would choose, there is always the public participation, either through a notice and protest period or directly to an election. But there's all, whichever way the county would elect to finance the jail, there's always the public participation process.
It was clear in summary that the only option under consideration by commissioners is a new jail at the East Marysville location, and if the funding question fails, they would go back to reconsider and could present the same resolution again.
If this fails, we will have to try to find another way to fund it. That's what David's for. And so, or we may just turn around and run it again. You know, we'll run the resolution again. If it gets protested, we'll have to have another election. So, because the point is, and I've said this I know more than once tonight, we need a jail. We don't want a jail. We need a jail.
Another town hall information meeting regarding the Marshall County Jail Project is planned Tuesday, March 28th in Blue Rapids at the Community Center beginning at 7 p.m.
A third meeting may also be held in the Beatty-Axtell area. Date and location to be announced. The public meeting this evening begins at 7 at the Blue Rapids Community Center, and again Tuesday evening at 7 at the Axtell American Legion and Community Building. And again, our focus on the public affairs program continues Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Saturday marks the annual Marshall County Museum Day, kicking off the spring opening for six museums with free admissions, special activities, and exhibits. Those participating include the Marshall County Historic Courthouse, Pony Express, Kester House Museum, and Historic Union Pacific Depot in Marysville, as well as the Blue Rapids Museum and Okito Museum. Those will be open Saturday, 10 to 4. Again, admissions are free. Fred W. Behrens, age 74, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, Marysville. Visitation Thursday, noon until 9. Family will receive friends Thursday, 5 until 7, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Fred Behrens.
Flash into spring 2023 with savings on your Blue Valley internet bill. If you increase your speed this spring, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. New Blue Valley internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A wind advisory will be in effect from early this afternoon until early Friday morning. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower 70s. Southeast winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 40 miles per hour. A slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms overnight, staying cloudy with our lows in the lower 40s and upper 50s. South winds between 25 and 30 and gusting as high as 45. Some showers are possible on Friday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the lower 50s and mid-60s. Southwest winds still between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. And more showers possible early Friday night, then staying clear with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Northwest winds between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. North winds still between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Mostly clear skies over Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid 40s. And south winds still gusting as high as 35. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late March 62, record high on this date 88. The average low 36, and the record low 16. Sunrise this morning 7:16, sunset this evening at 7:48.
If it's time for a home makeover, you'll want to know where your styles are headed. We will share the forecast from Home Design Trendsetters on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, March 30th, the 89th day of the year. Musicians Eric Clapton and Tracy Chapman were both born on this day. If springtime is when you spruce up your home decor, you'll want to know about the hot trends for 2023. For instance, traditional lamps are giving way to ceiling-hung pendant lights. It's a trendy look and a big space saver. Laundry rooms are getting cozier. Once a bare utility space, it's now an extension of the living area with upscale cabinetry and furnishings. In the kitchen, white is still the hot color, but we're seeing more wood accents for visual interest. And tile backsplashes are now extending to full wall coverage. And get ready for the return of beige. The neutral color in varying hues is getting fresh new treatments from decorators. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
KNDY.
Sports, I'm Doug Downs. It is opening day for Major League Baseball. The Kansas City Royals will host the Minnesota Twins today. It is a 3:10 first pitch at Kauffman Stadium. Zach Greinke will get the start on the mound for the Royals. This is going to be his seventh opening day. For the Twins, it will be Pablo Lopez. This will be his first opening day start. Other opening day Major League Baseball games of interest has the St. Louis Cardinals hosting the Toronto Blue Jays. That game is also a 3:10 first pitch. The Colorado Rockies will be on the road at the San Diego Padres. That game is tonight at 8:40. And don't forget, while you're taking in a Major League Baseball game today on opening day, there are new rules that will be fully implemented. Major League Baseball has changed to a 15-second pitch clock, 20 seconds with runners on base. They've also excluded the infield shift, and there are bigger bases. A couple of names have made their way to the transfer portal for both Kansas and Kansas State. KU freshman guard MJ Rice plans to enter the portal. That's according to 24/7 Sports out of Kansas City. And Ish Masood will enter the portal for the Wildcats.
Is looking for a new car giving you sticker shock? Rusty X Ford is here to help. We're discounting new Fords up to $1,500 off MSRP. Every car, every truck, and every SUV up to $1,500 off MSRP. Plus, save even more with up to $1,500 in available rebates. No games, no gimmicks, and no trade-in required. For a limited time, get financing as low as 0% APR on select models. Rusty X Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 2 years in a row and counting. Come see us for the big discounts you want and the outstanding customer service you deserve. Only at Rusty X Ford and RustyXFord.com. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
Prices plus tax, fees, dealer add-ons, extra. 2023 F-150, 23T219, MSRP 62905, sale price 61405. Up to $1,500 rebate available on new 2022 Ford Edge. 0% APR financing on select new Fords with approved credit for up to 36 months. Payments of $2,778 per 1,000 finance. Cannot be combined with other offers or advertised specials. Vehicles subject to prior sale. Offers expire Wednesday.
The Kansas Jayhawk women basketball team is going to the finals of the WNIT. In fact, they will host those finals against Columbia at 4:30 on Saturday. Last night, the Jayhawks took care of Washington in the Fab Four, 61-36. Brandon Schneider, head coach for the Lady Jayhawks, says his team was focused.
You know, I thought for the most part we were really engaged all night. Our attention to detail was really good, our communication.
At the NFL owners meeting, there are several new changes to the NFL that were discussed. One of them is flex scheduling for Thursday night football, which is broadcast on Amazon streaming. The NFL has decided to table for the next 2 weeks, and he talks about a flex schedule in weeks 14 through 17 on Thursday nights that would make those weeks have the most competitive games. The Wichita State Shocker softball team got their 27th win of the season last night as they beat Omaha 6-1. The Shocker softball team is ranked 22nd. Kansas Mid-America Sports. I'm Doug Downs.
Add some year-round beauty to the landscape with the drought-tolerant Russian sage that's hardy in zones 4 to 9. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The fine foliage, blue flowers, and fragrance add beauty to the landscape throughout the growing season. Leave the plants stand for winter to increase hardiness, provide habitat for beneficial insects, while adding a bit of interest to the winter garden. Prune plants back to 4 to 6 inches in late winter or early spring. If your plants tend to flop during the summer, you can cut them a second time. Prune the plants back halfway once they reach 12 inches tall. Or purchase one of the compact varieties that won't flop. Little Ace is 14 inches tall. Pika Blue is just over 2 feet, while Denim and Lace is slightly taller at 30 inches. If you want a bit more height but no flopping, try Little Spires at 3 to 4 feet tall. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
When your building is in the path of a regularly flooding river, you might consider moving locations. This place did just the opposite. They rebuilt the foundation to withstand the floods, and in the process, created a place that brings agriculture of the past into the present. It's today's edition of The American Countryside. This is Andrew McCray, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
The Ozark Mill at Finley Farms in Ozark, Missouri, dates to the 1830s. When the mill closed in the 1990s, the business and surrounding 40 acres was transformed into an urban garden with restaurants that used the food grown there. The mill itself was saved, but Dale Duggan says it took a lot of effort.
So the Ozark Mill was flooded a lot because of the Finley River. We're right along it. So we knew that flooding was going to be a problem. We were in the floodplain.
So how do you floodproof the building that would be transformed into a restaurant?
What we had to do was lift the mill actually off of its old foundation. We rolled it out into the road right in front of it, and our team rebuilt the foundation entirely.
And with that foundation came one very important addition.
We rolled the mill back, a stressful, painstakingly slow process. Then we put flood doors on the mill as well. So if you go to the lower level of the mill, you'll see these massive steel flood doors that we can crank down when the floodwaters are rising.
The design was put to the test in May of 2022.
The water rose about halfway on these flood doors, and it sounded like we were in the Titanic. It was really exciting to see that engineering work and that we could preserve the mill in that way.
There's a farm, restaurants, walking paths, and many activities going on here all the time, more than I can describe in one segment. It's a historic place built for the future, sharing the story of farms and food. Traveling the Countryside in Ozark, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
Your new baby chicks to make sure they don't have poopy butts. Hi, I'm Jody Hankey. It's a problem that's harmful to their fragile health and has to be dealt with so you don't lose them as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
The first droppings from newly hatched baby chicks are naturally sticky, but stress and other factors can make it a real problem. Feces that aren't the right consistency will stick to the bird on the vent area and clog up their system. It's called pasting, but also known as pasty butt or poopy butt. If it's not treated, it can actually be fatal for the chick. Sheila Purdom is an extension poultry specialist at the University of Nebraska. She says a common cause of pasting is overheating in the brooder. Another is dehydration. Without water in their system, the chicks can't digest their food properly. The droppings will harden and stick to their little tushes.
Getting that water into a little baby chick is very important because it has dehydrated a little bit during the hatching process and shipment. So dip the beak into a water and make sure that they're starting on the water as quickly as possible.
Treating a pasting problem is unpleasant, but not difficult. All you need to do is put on some latex gloves, gather up some patience, and clear the vent area so the bird can defecate normally.
If you can, gently get the dried manure off the vent with your fingers. That's fine. That will work to help get things going again. Think of it as kind of a hemorrhoid with a little bit of manure on there. It's going to hurt the little chick when you first take it off, the tender tissue. So a little bit of mineral oil might help.
Dipping the chick's rear end in a bowl of lukewarm water is another way to loosen up a crusty problem. Check your chicken butts every day for at least 10 days. Purdom says with the right brooder temperature, plenty of water, and good nutrition, you shouldn't see any more pasty butts. Learn more about treating chicks with a pasting problem at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Tenderly, Jesus. plays a big role in our world and our relationships. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Money is a powerful force, whether in a country, a marriage, or a business. For me, what Jesus said about serving two masters really sums up money's power. If you are serving money or material things, you can't serve God, and vice versa. We were created to live in community, in relationship with others, whether it be our families, our neighbors, or our friends. When we put money first, it can get in the way of healthy relationships. Money and material things are what God gives you to manage, but relationships centered in love are the why of our time on earth. I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive.
Some hacks for coping with higher food prices. Today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to Right Spot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming field work. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
How do some people deal with high food prices? Andy Herrig has some tips. He's with the Food Marketing Institute.
We see a lot of stockpiling. So when people say they only buy when there's a deal, they really buy when there's a deal. They will stockpile that. And that's keeping our volumes overall a little bit higher than they are. It's also allowing people to do a little bit of planning and a little bit of prep against the overall costs of food price increases.
Herrig also says traditional coupons or digital deals on grocery store apps are another way to stretch your food dollar. In the meantime, Herrig says the retail grocery business is trying to plan for the next big supply chain disruption.
The industry, I think, is really investing in how do we future-proof the supply chain? How do we deal with not only a future pandemic, which I pray we never have to go through again in our lifetimes, but things like climate change and how do we adapt to it? So you see technology as really the driving force of that.
Herrig sees some relief down the line from grocery store sticker shock, just maybe not right away.
We think it's going to take a while for these prices to moderate. You know, hopefully we'll see them coming off kind of, you know, month over month highs. We've already kind of seen that process underway for most areas, but we think this year it's still going to continue to be a rocky road for that.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Sheer Quality Furniture is a proud supporter of all the area FFA chapters. These students represent our future customers, employees, and community leaders. Good luck at the state convention. From Sheer Quality Furniture in Beatrice, when you're ready for quality, you're ready for Sheer. Financing available.
Get your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. A new study by Morning Consult for the American Farm Bureau Federation finds strong public support for the Farm Bill. Carrie Barbic, AFBF Communications Director, says the survey explores the public's awareness of the Farm Bill, its impact, and priorities for funding in the legislation.
Well, it's good for us all to remember that we all depend on the success of U.S. agriculture, and it seems that the majority of U.S. adults would agree with that sentiment. Over half of adults surveyed support reauthorizing the Farm Bill, with 73% saying that there would be a significant impact on the country if the Farm Bill were not passed this year.
Now, Barbic says Americans are concerned with the high price of food and how current events like Russia's war in Ukraine impacts food security.
in light of recent events like that, 84% of adults agree that the U.S. should consider it a matter of national security to ensure that our country has a safe and abundant food supply. And the general public is very supportive of Farm Bill spending to keep our food supply secure for all Americans. And top priorities for most adults include providing risk management tools that farmers need, as well as nutrition programs for families who are facing hunger.
Time now for your soil temperature report from Abilene Machine for high-quality ag replacement parts at low prices. Just call 800-255-0337 or order online at AbilineMachine.com. Here's a look at your 4-inch soil temperatures around the state of Kansas. At Colby, it's 36. It's 41 at Lincoln. Garden City is at 47. Norton is at 42. Washington is at 43. Hiawatha, 46. Allen City at 46. Fort Scott, 45. Erie is at 50. Council Grove is at 46. And let's look at your 4-inch soil temperatures across the state of Kansas. Let's look at your market information on this Thursday.
Come join Green Garden Angus for their 64th annual production sale, Monday, April 3rd at 1 p.m. at the Sale Barn in Lorain, Kansas. With 108 registered Angus bulls selling, each bull includes EPDs, how they performed on the Grow Safe system. All bulls selling have been parent verified and tested free of any known genetic conditions and defects. For more information, contact Ben at 785-472-1164 or check us out online at greengardenangus.com.
You know, farmers, top yields come from quality seed. And if you raise corn, soybeans, sorghum, wheat, or cover crops, they've got all your needs at Kaufman Seed Company, Yoder, Kansas. Corn farmers, check this out.
672, a new high-yielding hybrid with AgriSure Viptera trait, a big yielder on irrigated acres.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2836. Kaufman Seed.
Boots and more for every chore. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville is your boot headquarters, featuring Timberland Pro, Ariat, Caterpillar, Wolverine, Justin, Durango, Double H, Keen, Twisted X, and Red Wing shoes. Find the pair that's right for you today at Valley Vet. Also featuring a great selection of outerwear to keep you warm by Ariat, Byrne, and Wrangler. Add a pair of heavy insulated barn gloves and you're good to go all winter long from Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
When it comes to challenges in the agricultural industry, dairies have their fair share. And one dairy consultant says, however, that dairies can be profitable. His recommendations today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Complete Management Consulting, based in Wisconsin, is a dairy profitability consulting company. Owner Polly Paul explains steps he recommends for a dairy to reach profitability.
So I think the first one is you need to communicate. Communicate with your key members of your team, whether that's your banker, veterinarian, your nutritionist, whoever, you know, other consultants, whoever that those people may be. Communicate with them and let them know, you know, what kind of position you're in and ask them for some help. And the second thing is develop a cash flow, understand that cash flow, and make sure the numbers are black. If they're red, you need to ask for help. The third thing, you have to be able to make change. And change is always hard for everybody. And that's something we deal with all the time. It's one of the toughest things for people to do we'll see a cash flow that's red, and we'll tell them to make a change in certain areas, and they keep telling us we can't do it because it doesn't work on our dairy. Well, I'm telling you, if you're not going to make the change, yes, it's not going to work. Sooner or later, you need to just do it. So those are the three key things I think you need to do.
This is especially true if a dairy has experienced any type of crisis, such as cattle diseases, operating at over maximum levels, to losing vendors and or dealing with neighbors. I'm Lori Boyer. For more ag information, log on to agriculture.com.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply, carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. And here's what we're looking at. May corn, 651 and a half, and that's up one. July corn, 629 three quarters. That's down three quarters currently. Looking at Kansas City wheat for May, 868 and three quarters currently. That's down one and three quarters. July Kansas City wheat, 855, down two. Oats for May, 372 and a quarter. That's down three and three quarters. Looking at soybeans for May, 1474 three quarters. That's down two and a half. Soybeans for July, 1447. That's down three and three quarters. Looking at cotton for July, 8390. That's up 70 cents. Cotton for December, 8392. That's up 67 cents. Live cattle for April, 167.25. And that's up $1.42.5. Live cattle for June, 160.92.5. That's up $1.27.5. Feeder cattle for March, 192.37.5. That's up 92.5 cents. Feeder cattle for April, 199.47.5. That's up $1.27.5. Crude oil for May, 74.12 per barrel right now. That's up $1.15. Crude oil for June, 74.24. That's up $1.10. Gold for April, 1980.80. That's up $13.90. Gold for June, 1990.30. That's up $13.80. Silver for May, $23.99, up 52.5 cents. Silver for July, $24.18, and that's up 52 cents currently. Let's take a look at Wall Street on this Thursday. The Dow right now up 24, S&P up 13, NASDAQ up 96. Now with the markets, everybody's waiting on the report from the USDA that will come out tomorrow at 11 o'clock our time. That should affect the markets tomorrow.
March is the month to get lucky at Midwest Kia. Impatiently waiting for your next new ride? Well, you're in luck. Midwest Kia expects 130 new Kias in March. Make your neighbors green with envy by going green in a brand new Kia EV6, North America's utility vehicle of the year. Count your blessings to find a brand new 2023 Kia K5 Sorento and the newly redesigned Kia Sportage, priced right and never over MSRP. Hit that four-leaf clover, then come by to experience our simple, transparent, and fast car buying process that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Count your lucky stars that every new Kia comes with Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. At Midwest Kia, we know we're lucky to be able to serve the great people in the Wichita area. Don't try your luck at another dealership. Come experience our better way to buy at Midwest Kia. Get lucky at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
All new for 2023, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a Chevy Trailblazer. It's priced at $30,900. They have a Chevy Traverse Premier Package. Two Buick Envisions. One's in essence, the other the Avenir Package. Check out these new 2023s at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
About 1.5 million pounds of forage has been lost in Kansas between 1990 and 2019, solely due to woody encroachment. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Carol Baldwin, rangeland specialist, discusses woody encroachment and her research on woody encroachment in Kansas.
Well, woody encroachment looks like additional trees and brush into what should be core grassland. The ecosystems can be impacted in several ways. Rangeland ecosystems impacted by woody encroachment includes the loss of ranching livelihoods as available grazing decreases, a loss of grassland wildlife habitat, and increased risk of grassland species being listed as endangered species. Surface and groundwater replenishment is decreased, which also reduces grass growth. And as grass is replaced by volatile species like eastern red cedar, wildfires become more intense and difficult to control.
Baldwin explains the current NRCS and K-State strategy.
So the basic strategy of what NRCS and K-State is looking at is to anchor their treatments in the no or low woody expansion area, the intact grasslands, stabilize those grasslands, address dispersal and recruitment to stop expansion, and this is where prescribed fire comes in, and then finally to treat the areas that have converted to woodland. So stabilization means practicing good range management, and that includes frequent prescribed fire, especially in the eastern Kansas where the rainfall amounts are higher. It also would include things like proper grazing management, reducing fragmentation into small units that are more easily exposed to trees from housing plantings and other things like that, and just basically taking care of the land.
Baldwin continues by explaining the outreach portion of her research.
We're trying to find out what the main issues are with woody plant control. Why are our farmers and ranchers unable or unwilling to do practices that will reduce woody encroachment and try and get this moving in the opposite direction? Other things we're looking at is to find out what information would be most useful for farmers and ranchers and the form that they would prefer it in. And we're focused on three core grassland areas in Kansas, the Flint Hills, the Smoky Hills, and the Red Hills, which have the most intact grasslands in the state. Our overall objectives include cost analysis of the various practices at different levels of invasion. Overall, we're looking for improved rangeland management and better programs with NRCS that are more effective and applicable to woody control.
That's rangeland specialist Carol Baldwin discussing woody encroachment and her research on woody encroachment in Kansas. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
KNDY. We'll be right back. Kansas and Southeast Nebraska's home for the legends of country. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.